Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Just hit the east side of the LBC.
On a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G.
With 213 on 2-1 and Lewis.
The brother's shooting dice, so I said, let's do this.
B-Mission Finley, 1067 The Fan. In a moment or two, we expect to get a call from the governor of the great state of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. Making his weekly picks. The Gov got hot over the last month, back up over 500. I feel like me and the governor are on opposite wavelengths, where I started the season very well and have gotten cold. I did have Detroit last night. I knew that much, B.
Mm-hmm. Smart man.
Going to be an awesome week. I'm seeing a bunch of videos from Ashburn. Jaden Daniels sure looks like he's getting ready to play on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They're at practice right now. Fridays are fast Fridays, usually about an hour-long practice, and then we'll hear from Dan Quinn. People keep asking me if Jaden's going to wear a brace. It's his non-throwing arm. Like, why are we so worried? The knee brace, I can understand the concern because, you know, that can slow you down a little. It's cumbersome. But, like, it's his left arm.
So left arm, but I still think, you know, if you get tackled, you fall or something like that, it can help you out. That's the only reason to ask it.
But, yeah.
You know, we'll see. Because what I noticed when videos pop up, you don't have one on in practice.
I'm watching one right now from Keim. Shout out to John Keim. I'm watching the left elbow. Doesn't look like... when I saw him, it didn't have anything on it.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't seen one on him every video I've seen.
Right. But, you know, maybe that's part of the contact.
I think back when Corey Detmer had it happen, too. I don't know if Corey wore no brace after he came back.
All right. We are joined now by the governor of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. Gov, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Man, I am great. I am great. How y'all feeling? How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, great,
man. It was great, man. We all had a great time.
Good.
You know, Gov, we're in the content game. And maybe you could leave the content to us because you're in the government game. But B-Mitch and I both watched and really enjoyed your interview on the Pivot.
Yeah, it was good
with Ryan Clark. How did that come to be?
Well, you know, listen. First of all, I think people have to realize, like, you know, I'm a legit fan of this work, man. And so when I was like, so I told him, I was like, listen, I listen to you guys. And they're like, you know, listen, we'd love to have you on the show and just chop up. So they came through. We talked a little bit of football, a little family, a little politics. You know, so it was a real good time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good. Good interview, man. Damn good one.
Well, thank you, man.
It seems like you guys might have a wager for Sunday's game.
Yeah.
I think we do. When he said 25 push-ups, I was like, that's it.
So
you don't have much faith in your team.
It did get me a little curious, Governor. You are a busy, busy dude. But you obviously stay in good shape. Like, you're quite fit, kind of jacked. Like, how do you make time? What is your fitness routine like?
So, you know, so I tell you, I don't compromise on this. And I think it's actually really important that people understand, like, you need to find those things that you're just like, listen, this goes on your schedule. And one of the first things that goes on my schedule every single morning, I work out over at the Naval Academy. And,
awesome.
And it's an amazing experience working out, first of all, when you get a chance to work out with the, you know, with the midshipmen and all these young boys, and particularly because as an Army guy, all these Navy guys are always trying to smoke me, so I think it's comical. But ain't no way I'm going out like that. But it's been great because it's as much mental health as it is anything else. And listen, like, same thing for you guys. Like, there's a competitive spirit that athletes have, that and you never lose that.
Yeah.
And so every single morning, I will be up at the Naval Academy, you know, getting after it. So it's been great.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
One quick thing, Gov. I love the story when they gave you the map and you say, oh, you want to leave here? And you were walking in circles in the woods.
I'm glad you loved it, because I didn't love it when it happened to me.
you seem to have taken it as a building block, though, in your life.
That's right. They literally were sitting there watching a flashlight doing circles and laughing the whole time, because they knew the map was fake. The map took me to the middle of the woods, and I thought I was going to the train station. So it was but what's funny about it is, it's the same thing that when I moved up and got in leadership, I did the same thing to these young boys. I was like, and they wanted to, I was like, here, you can leave. Here's a map. So it's just a tradition that we just passed on. It's just hazing.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I love it. All right, Governor. I don't know where you want to start, but I feel like Steelers-Ravens is a good place to start. This is a massive game with the NFC North on the line. And interestingly, there's a lot of pressure on Mike Tomlin. And in these spots, he's generally responded. I just don't know what they have offensively. You want to start there with the Ravens and the Steelers?
So I think there's a lot of pressure on Mike Tomlin, but I ain't going to lie. There's a lot of pressure on Harbaugh, too. I mean, in fact, I would actually probably argue there's probably more pressure on Harbaugh, because you can't have the roster that we have built during the offseason and not win the division. And not keep on losing to your division, and keep on losing to your division rivals. So I think both these coaches have very real pressure on them right now. This is a hard one for me, because I can't stop thinking about what I saw on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving was horrible. I mean, like, just across the board, we were just beaten. Right, we were beaten off the line. We were beaten on special teams. We were beaten in coaching. We were beaten. And beaten at home in a prime time game. And so it's just difficult for that to lose, for that to escape my mind. I am going with my guys this Sunday. I think I'm hoping that home field advantage is going to matter in this. I mean, the bank is going to be rocking. These games are always tough. The Steelers are banged up. The Ravens are banged up too, and you know, Lamar is not at 100%, but the Steelers are banged up too. So I'm going to go with the Ravens on this one, but I do want to be clear, this is a must win for the Ravens, and truthfully, this is a must win for Harbaugh.
It feels that way, and it's just so weird with the Ravens right now, because Lamar doesn't seem right. Even Derrick Henry.
Derrick don't seem right.
Like, it just doesn't seem right. But Pittsburgh, nothing seems right either.
Correct. No, these are frankly two teams that are both beaten up. There's a certain swagger that and here's the thing to remember, there's always been a swagger about Steelers Ravens.
Totally.
Like, oh, yeah.
Always looking forward to this game. Like, this is gonna be good football, it's gonna be tough football, it's not. I have to be honest with you. If you look at the way both the Steelers and the Ravens have been playing in recent weeks, even the same energy about the game is not there. So this is going to be a tough one, because I think for both teams who just pride themselves on this rivalry and pride themselves on what it's going to deliver and pride themselves, you know, there's something going on right now in both cities that is just really challenging.
So Gov, you're taking the Ravens, though, it sounds
like. Yeah, he said it.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the Ravens on this one, but this is hard, right? This is, you know, I'm nervous that this is talking about, like, is this what it looks like when you were watching Ali in the 80s? You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is just
interesting.
This is tough. This is getting tougher to watch. Mm.
So that gets us to our next game for you to pick pretty well. The Bengals are traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills. What is your level of nerves about the Bengals coming back in the division, especially after Thanksgiving night?
So I'm still not a believer in the Bengals. I think that they were playing the Baltimore Ravens when the Baltimore Ravens are still trying to figure out our identity right now. I think the Bills have been, the last couple weeks in the Bills have been really, really tricky. But the thing about the Bills, in terms of just being a sound football team, I think the Bills are still a sound football team. I think the fact that the Bills are at home does make a huge difference, particularly as we get later and later into the year and you're getting into these winter games. So I do think that matters. So Joe Burrow is the truth. Joe Burrow is arguably, the second best quarterback in the AFC when healthy, right behind Lamar. So I do think that matters. I think you saw the offensive spark that the team has been missing for a while since Burrow's been out. You know, I was listening to somebody talking about how they're making an argument for Joe Burrow's MVP because they haven't lost with Joe Burrow, as quarterback. The only time they've lost is when Joe Burrow hasn't played. It's fair, and that's a fair point. I just think the Bills are just too tough and too consistent a team, and particularly when you're going to home, so I'm going with the Bills in this one.
I know it's a bad word in Baltimore, sir, but I think Patrick Mahomes might like a word with you on your AFC quarterback rankings.
He might. I'm not saying in the career, but I am saying if you had to pick a quarterback right now that you wanted to build around and healthy, I just think that, you know, when you look at the numbers that Joe Burrow does put up, and you look at the age of Joe Burrow, you know, and it might be blasphemy, especially in Kansas City, but I think that everyone would argue that Patrick Mahomes' best days, and they were some damn good days, but they're probably behind him.
Well, what's even crazier than that, and I think if you're talking, and not to get too sidetracked here, but if you're really talking AFC quarterbacks, considering age, talent, everything, at some point, Drake May comes in that conversation. I don't know. It may be premature at this point, but I don't know. It's an interesting time, particularly in the AFC, with the true powerhouses, the Chiefs, the Ravens, seemingly, at least for this year, on a downturn. And we'll see what happens. There's a lot of football left. One of the teams...
I'm not mad at that. It's still too early.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with
it's
that.
Still too early to throw Drake May in that conversation.
I agree with you. Now, speaking of Mahomes and what Kansas City is or isn't at this point, they are fighting for their playoff lives. They play Sunday night.
Tough defense.
Sunday night against a Texans team that is absolutely surging, playing excellent defense, really gets after the quarterback. What do you make of that Houston-KC matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, these last weeks, too, I've been really impressed by the Chiefs, by the Texans, and you're right. That defense is just lights out. Yeah. That defense is looking really, really good. And I think for most offenses, their defensive scheme makes it really tricky for a lot of these offenses to read. I am still going to go with the Chiefs on this one. The Texans are on a roll, but I think when you're watching the Chiefs, who are just vying for a playoff spot. And frankly, I think when you saw even the last couple of weeks what the Chiefs have been able to show is that there's still a lot of fighting that dog. And so Patrick Mahomes is a gamer. I've been saying it all year. I still have a very real issue with the fact that Patrick Mahomes is a team leading rusher. And so I think it just shows one of the real weaknesses that Kansas City has. But I think Kansas City pulls this one off, despite the fact that I do think that this surge that we're seeing by the Texans, it is impressive.
Yeah. I mean, the kid Anderson, like the way Houston plays defense is the way coaches talk about wanting to see
violent.
That's right.
Violent. Yeah. I mean, even their corners. One of the things that I find so impressive is how physical that secondary
plays. And they wrap up when they tackle.
Remarkable.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
All right, before we get to the Commanders, Governor, we're skipping ahead to Monday Night Football. The L.A. Chargers look pretty hot. The Eagles do not. What do you make Chargers-Eagles?
Yeah, this is actually – this is going to be one of the better games of the week because I'm actually going with the momentum play on this one. You know, and I know right now – I think Vegas has the Eagles up on this by three or something, or something along those lines. I think Vegas is wrong, and I think the Chargers are going to pull this off. I think there's something going on with the Eagles, and it's not a field problem. It's a locker room problem.
I agree
with
that.
And as we're getting to this point of the year, locker room problems are more problematic than field problems. And I don't know exactly what is going on when it's not even just that you're having a lot of the, you know, a lot of the challenge of where's the leadership coming from. Then you're getting all the backbiting, which is really tricky when you're getting folks talking to the press and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I know Herbert is shaken up. And he's got the hand injury. The thing that does give me confidence in it is that it is in his non-throwing hand. Yep. And I just think Herbert has been playing great. And by the way, let me tell you, if you're a fantasy guy like me who has Herbert on my team, Herbert he's been delivering this year. So shout out to Herbert in fantasy.
I know you got to run. So last one, another quarterback with possibly an injury on his non-throwing hand. Commanders going to Minnesota, Washington Vikings.
Yeah, if Jaden plays on Sunday, I think the Commanders wipe the floor with him because again, you're right. It's on his non-throwing arm, and I'd say first of all, shout out to Jaden Daniels. When I saw that injury, I was like, oh God, like the fact that he is back on the field this quickly is really pretty extraordinary and says a lot about, you know, again, the fight that this kid has.
Yes.
But this is going to be the first time all season that if he plays, that you're seeing him play with Terry, you're seeing him play with Debo, you're seeing him play with Cosme, you're seeing all that stuff right now. And I just tell you, even though I'm not a whole, like, that was a good loss kind of guy. I'm like, a loss is a loss. But that was a damn good loss.
Right.
Last week. A damn good loss. And so, you know, when you combine that with the way that the Vikings are playing, McCarthy just looks terrible. He just looks lost. He just looks like he doesn't know what he's doing out there.
Yeah.
And so I think that the Commanders win even if Mariota's under center, but the Commanders win easy if you got Jaden.
Governor, I know you're busy. Thank you for the
appreciate
time,
you,
sir.
Man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all so much, man.
Stay out of the snow.
I'm trying to.
All right. Thanks, Gov. Take care.
Take care, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Recapping the governor's picks, he's got the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and Washington.
Yeah.
I think he's right, and I think we'll know soon about kind of Jaden's status. Listen to him talk about the Steelers and the Ravens.
That game we look forward to, man.
And it just doesn't feel all that functional right now.
Yeah, it like when you saw that game coming, you knew it was going to be black and blue. They're going to go at it. Doesn't really seem like that right now. Because the Ravens' defense hadn't been playing like they capable of playing. The Ravens' offense was also violent back in the past. Derrick Henry's on your team, but doesn't seem like he's really taking advantage of people on defense.
No.
You know, and when you look at the Steelers, I think the whole Aaron Rodgers thing has kind of thrown a monkey wrench in that thing. They're normally a defensive-led team where their defense not killing it this year. And offensively, it just seems like everybody not on the same page to me.
Well, and then you start getting the reports of Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers locker room not going great. Aaron Rodgers starts throwing receivers under the bus last week or whatever.
But this is not the first time he's done stuff like that.
Right.
You know, he does that a lot. And I've always said when things get bad, we'll see. Because when he first showed up, oh, he'd say all the right things. When it goes the other way, Aaron Rodgers is never going to be blamed. He's going to blame everybody else. And you know what locker rooms get tired of real quick? That person who thinks they're perfect.
Totally. So whatever's going on there, I just don't think it's going to. I think Baltimore is still more cohesive than whatever's happening in Pittsburgh. But I don't know how cohesive Baltimore is either. And I don't know what's going on with Lamar. He keeps missing practices and whether he's dealing with an injury or not. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
You're right, though. That physicality, whatever that style of ball that we've kind of become used to in that Steelers-Ravens rivalry, I don't know that you get it on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I think what Commanders fans should be most excited about is kind of what's going to happen with this quarterback. I think kind of noon on, we will open the phones. We're going to do Ask B. Mitch Anything at 1 o'clock. Our friend Kevin Seifert, who covers the Vikings for ESPN, is going to join us at 1:30. Does any part of you be last night?
Oh, we got a song from Jeff.
Whoa. Jeff Walker dropping a song. When's the last time we had one of those? I feel like it's been a month.
It's been a while, man.
I think you're going to dismiss this, but I at least want to present some information. Last night, I loved Detroit in that game because from a Vegas perspective, the line made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas was red hot. Detroit is not. Everybody bet on Dallas. All they did was move it up towards Detroit. So Vegas very much, like Chris Russell loves to get up and scream and say, oh, all they care about is making it 50-50. That is not always the case. When Vegas thinks they know something, they very much want all the action on one side, mm-hmm. and they want to be on the other. Last night, that was the setup for the Dallas-Detroit game. They wanted everybody on Dallas. They knew they'd get it. Mm-hmm. They kept the number nice and juicy, and Vegas made a ton of cash last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality, Chris. They don't always want 50-50. I'm not saying, I'm just saying, the numbers kind of look the same for this Commanders-Vikings game. It may not matter with the Vikings offense being inept, but the numbers kind of look the same. 77% of the bets are on Washington. 73% of the money is on Washington. And yet they have kept this number with Washington getting just a little bit of points. I'm very curious what happens if in an hour from now, Dan Quinn names Jaden Daniels the starter, if that then changes. But as of right now, just from the betting perspective, it looks pretty similar to Detroit and Dallas last night. Does that give you any pause?
Nah.
Why?
Because I think you look at Detroit. Detroit had played in games and they ended up losing to some teams that just played better that day. But they still are good offensively and defensively. Dallas, their offense is great. I told you the defense was not.
Correct.
Okay? And I still believe that. When Amara came on the field, he gave them a little something-something.
Some juice.
That changed that right there. This game with Dallas and with Washington and Minnesota, we just had what Bursich on yesterday.
Yeah,
he told us straight up. Every game McCarthy plays, he throws an interception. And the other guy,
is that good?
No. And the other guy is not better than him.
Way worse.
Now you have a running back in Mason who's one dimensional, in a sense, and that. If Aaron, the quarterback, the running back.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play, he can mix up some things for you. But Mason normally going to be going downhill. All you got to do is make sure you don't allow Jefferson to get off. And I think
that's the one guy that could break you in this game.
That's the one guy. But you know what? The two guys throwing it to him, we don't know who's going to play. The two guys throwing it to him, they may throw it to anybody. It might throw it to you, Jay. You better keep your head on a swivel.
I got to get some receiver gloves. When we return,
hands kind of small, though.
Jeff Walker's got a song. We're giving away Motley Crue tickets. Maybe we play some Motley Crue. Thank you to Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We want DMX.
I do want DMX. Governor Moore's picks are in the jar. Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Chargers, Commanders. A lot of C's in there, much like my college transcript. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about all the help Better Services has provided me and my family when we were going through our water damage situation and now going forward. They hooked me up with all new appliances to match the ones I had, took great care of my wife, the exact KitchenAid double oven thing she wanted, she got, thank goodness. Plus, handyman services. Say you've got just some little patches in your walls you need fixing before the family comes to town for Christmas. Better Services can hook you up. Say you're thinking about a bigger build out. Maybe you want to renovate that kitchen. Better Services can hook you up. They've got a huge showroom in Kensington. You can go and check out all the different appliances, and they can give you next day or even same day delivery in certain situations. This is a family owned company that does good work for good families. They've been great for me, and they could be great for you. Check them out. BetterServices.com. BETTAR. BetterServices.com. You better get better.
This update driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Commanders and Vikings on Sunday. Nikki Giovanni reporting that Bobby Wagner with his knee is on the field at the start of the media viewing portion of practice. Lions beat the Cowboys 44-30. Capitals ready for the Ducks tonight, 10 p.m. on the Fan. Caps have won 6 in a row. Head coach Spencer Carberry this morning on the Junkies. We got our swagger back.
Like the Islander game is a perfect example. We go there. We didn't play great, but we get the lead and make the plays that you need to and get out of there with 2 points, even though you didn't have your best.
James Madison set to hire former Florida coach Billy Napier tonight, the Dukes against Troy, for the Sun Belt title game at 7. ACC Coach of the Year is Tony Elliott from Virginia. Now's the time for a great deal in a new Honda. Rugged capability, commanding style, and powerful performance. Honda's got it all. Check out the Honda Accord, Civic, and CRV, and find the best deal on the Honda for you. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer for a great deal today. From the Crop Metcalf, 5-star sports desk. I'm Byron Kerr on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses.
but I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.